Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, guys. We've been telling you, we've been trying to get the governor on our show, and we are fortunate to welcome in Governor Brian Kemp to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Atlanta's number one sports station. And, Governor, first of all, thank you for the time today. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Great to be on with you. Doing good.
Well, let's start first. I want to ask you about your decision to reopen as one of the first states, and obviously that's gotten us here. We're moving forward, and hopefully we're going to get sports back, which is going to be our focus, Governor. But what were your reservations? Because you were one of the first to say, hey, we're moving forward. How hard of a decision was that for you?
Well, look, all these decisions have been hard. It was hard making decisions to, you know, shelter in place with our elderly population. It was brutally hard for a small business guy like myself for over 30 years to, you know, have to tell businesses they needed to close. But we're in the middle of a pandemic, and it's what the public health officials were saying to do. But when we started, you know, we asked people to do those things for a reason. That was to give us time to build our hospital bed capacity, to slow the spread of the virus, to flatten the curve. You know, you heard all those talking points for so many, just day after day. It was just monotonous. But it worked. And when that was the case and we were seeing those numbers, you know, in conjunction with Dr. Toomey, her advice and guidance, we decided that it was time to reopen things. And that's what we did. And, you know, we ended up being one of the first states in the country to do that. And thankfully, our numbers have held. And I'm really thankful to the people of Georgia that have adhered to the guidelines we've put out. I just had a great call with the Restaurant Association earlier today about what they're doing and, you know, trying to continue to build confidence. And quite honestly, you all know we're going to have to do that with sports too. And I think a lot of the information that you're seeing come out of the different camps, whether it's, you know, the Falcons, the SEC, NASCAR, and how they're starting to get back to doing things, I believe will give the public confidence, and hopefully we can get back to having some live sporting events where you guys will have something to talk about.
Right. It is Governor Brian Kemp with us here, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. And that's the thing, Governor, we were just talking about. You know, we say be safe, live your life, but obviously don't hurt other folks. I know that, you know, I was down in Savannah last week, and some restaurants are open, not everything, but folks are trying to get back to normal. It just seems like right now would be the hardest time to be in politics because nobody seems to be able to agree on anything.
Yeah, so it's been pretty charged politically, but I think, you know, for myself, in times like this, I've been in some, you know, tough situations politically before, but I've been in some tough, you know, business situations as well, being a small business owner, wondering whether I was going to be able to pay the folks who were working with me, much less myself. And, you know, I think in those times, you just have to do what you think is right. And I've been getting a lot of great information and advice and data from a lot of people to help me make those decisions. I've never been one to, you know, pass the buck on making tough decisions. I just want to make sure when I make them, I got all the information and I can make the best educated decision that I can. Doesn't mean it's always going to be right, but that's what I've been doing and following my gut instinct on a lot of these things to make sure that, you know, we're just standing up and fighting for hardworking Georgians. I mean, that's really where I was, guys, when I started reopening. I mean, people had done what we asked, but also felt like there were a lot of people that were on the verge of losing everything they had and not being able to make a comeback. you know, from you guys watching sports, you know, the greatest sports stories are comeback stories, right? And I just felt like a lot of our people were getting to getting in the position where they weren't going to be able to make a comeback. You know, they were going to lose stuff, you know, businesses or, you know, houses or their vehicles, you know, things that many people work years or even decades for. And I just felt like it was time to get back, and I felt like our people would respond to that. I mean, we're innovative people. We can't fight this dang virus from our living room. You know, it's going to be here for a while. We've got to figure out how to deal with it, get our economy back going, because there's negative effects of not having a good economy on mental health issues and, you know, child abuse, spousal abuse, and other things that are going on that aren't being reported because our kids aren't in school or, you know, folks aren't out and about. So I think, you know, we're starting to see that bright spot now of people opening back up. And I think every day that goes by, certainly this holiday weekend, I think will give more people confidence to start getting back out. Just be smart about doing it. And like you said earlier, be respectful to those that are around you.
Governor Brian Kemp here on Dukes and Bell. Governor, I'm a big fan of high school sports. It's a huge part of our makeup in the state of Georgia, our culture. We're talking Friday Night Lights. Obviously, all the spring sports got canceled. How confident are you about restarting high school sports? We know sort of where we are with pros and the colleges. What about high school sports?
Well, I played football and baseball in high school, and you know, Friday Night Lights, it doesn't get any better than that when you're, you know, just in that environment. It doesn't matter whether you're on the field and the band, cheerleader, or sitting in the stands watching the game as a parent or, you know, loved one. I mean, it's as good as it gets. It's as Georgian and American as you get. And I tell you, that was really one of the things that I think, looking back, for a lot of our high school seniors that didn't get to experience their senior year in spring sports, that's a pretty tough deal on those kids and on their parents too. And my heart goes out to them. You know, I know I'm very optimistic about getting back on the field this fall. I think we can figure out a way to do it. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. It may look a little different than it normally looks, but I'm really hoping that we can get there. I just was on a call earlier with the vice president and the governors from around the country, and one of the topics they were talking about was Dr. Fauci saying, if people continue to follow the guidance and do what we're asking them, and we continue to be smart about this and don't let our guard down, we don't necessarily have to have a second wave. If we have, you know, ample testing, contact tracing, and people continue to use these good practices, you know, we may not have a second wave. If we don't do that, seems to me we could start looking at ways to put some people in the stands and play in some live sporting events. But, you know, I'm still being cautiously optimistic. I don't want to give people false hope, but I think we have to shoot for those type things and figure out just how we deal with this. I think we can do it. And I know there's a lot of people that want to do that.
Governor Kemp's with us here, guys, and we appreciate his time as he's very busy, needless to say, these days. Yeah, that's the thing, Governor. I mean, how do you feel personally? Are we where we need to be with the testing? Because I know when we talked about getting back, we need maybe some science to prove it to some folks who don't believe it.
Well, we're getting in a lot better shape in testing. It's only going to continue to get better. I mean, it took us, you know, 8 weeks to test 2% of our population, and in the last 2 weeks we've tested over 2%. So we've really ramped that up. Our numbers continue to look good. You know, we've, as I mentioned earlier, built hospital bed capacity that's going to be here for us a while until we can get a vaccine or a cure. They talked again on the call today about the realistic hope of having a vaccine or two, you know, sometime in the near future. I don't know that would be in the fall, but maybe it could be. But, you know, Dr. Toomey and her team are ramping up contact tracing. But I think what we're seeing now, too, is people are just so much more educated. You think back 6 weeks ago, 2 months ago, I mean, people didn't even realize what the new norm, and now most everybody does. Some people may not believe it, but most everybody knows, you know, you need to just try to stay 6 feet away from people. Not everybody's wearing a mask in public, but it's a smart thing to do if you're going to a public event. And, you know, if we're going to have a high school football game this fall and you're going to be sitting next to somebody, you might have to wear a mask or either you're going to have diminished crowds where people are 6 feet away. You know, I don't know what it's going to look like, but there may be a new norm there, but we can figure it out and try to do it. But that's what we really got to have people do, is continue to drive these numbers down and get in a position where you just don't have many people that have the virus. And if that's the case, it can't spread to too many people as long as people are being smart.
It is Governor Brian Kemp here with Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, giving us some time, talking about our state, how we move back and at least forward towards sports in these next few months. Governor, I know you just said that you were on a conference call with the vice president and some other governors around the country. Other governors have declared their states open to pro sports, Arizona being one of them, New York, Florida. Is Georgia open for pro sports right now?
Well, I'm certainly ready for pro sports. I mean, I've talked to really all the sports franchise folks here in the metro Atlanta area. They know that we are ready to work with them and work with their teams. And, you know, how that looks, I don't really know. I know the Falcons have got limited operations that have opened back up. I continue to be hopeful for the Braves and Major League Baseball. I personally think there's a way we can make that happen. I mean, I would be, you know, I don't want to say, yeah, we're open for sports, not knowing what their plan is, but I would say, yeah, we're open to talking to those folks about figuring out how we can get open, not how we stop it, but how we work with them to make it happen. I think it'd be great. You know, we had a great working relationship over the last couple of weeks with NASCAR as we tried to figure out how to have the race here in Atlanta. It is going to be fanless, but look, it's at least good that there's a live sporting event on television, and, you know, hopefully we can keep Chase Elliott from getting screwed, and we can get him a victory here pretty soon, guys. I mean, you know, let's just be real.
We got breaking news, Carl. The governor is not a Kyle Busch fan.
Yeah,
it's Governor Kemp with us. And by the way, before I forget, my wife said, by the way, thank
you. We might have an order to not let Kyle Busch in the state of Georgia for that race. I'm conferring with my attorneys on that one, though.
Just made NASCAR.com with that comment. Now, by the way, my wife said, make sure you thank the governor because it's been helping us keep our sanity. We live in the city, but we play golf every weekend. Thanks for keeping the golf courses open.
Oh, man. You know, in the middle of a pandemic, and some of my buddies are texting me going, whatever you do, don't close the golf courses. I said, look, man, I'm worried about how many hospital beds we got. Go play golf.
Yeah, it's a great point. Governor, as we know, you're a big Bulldog fan. Is it college football playoff this year for the Dogs and Kirby Smart or bust?
Look, I think the Dogs got a great shot this year. It's just such an unusual year. I mean, gosh, it's just unimaginable. You know, who would have thought no spring practice, no G-Day game? Georgia's defense is going to be able to play with anybody in the country. And I think just we got to get a few skilled folks to play good, get us a new quarterback to move the needle even further and win the turnover battle. And I think the sky's the limit.
Oh, by the way, before we cut you loose, Carl and I talked about this on the air a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if I got to tell you, when you're on television, the sign language person is stealing the thunder, brother. He's hard to keep. He's hard not to watch.
He's the rock star. And there's actually two of them, and they're a team. There's one behind the camera and one with me. But those guys have done a great job. There's a for your listeners. There is a great article in the Atlanta paper today about those guys, and they do a real service, but they're great people too, and it's a lot of fun watching them. It's even better on Facebook when people are putting music to it.
He's talking about interpreter David right. Cohen. There is an article in the AJC today about it, and it's entitled, "At Governor Kemp's COVID-19 Conferences, Sign Language Interpreter Often Finds Himself in the Spotlight." And so that's the guy we've been talking about. So big shout out to David today. Governor, we appreciate your time. Again, these decisions, and I'm wondering, because you're a big sports fan, do you feel more pressure to get crowds back and spectators back at events knowing how sports affects our community?
Well, look, yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, it's not just that I'm a big sports fan. I mean, obviously, you know, there's a selfish position of me wanting to watch something on TV besides, you know, the pandemic news coverage, and some live sports would be great. But it's like in my conversations with some of the folks with the Braves, you know, it wasn't I mean, not being able to start the season, it wasn't just bad for the organization and the players, but you think about all the folks that work the games.
Right.
You know, they're out of work up there. I mean, you think about those people you never even see during the game. I mean, I see them walking through the tunnels coming in to a game or two, and, you know, they're just great people, very nice, welcoming you, and, you know, the folks that are serving food and ushering folks to the seats. I mean, just there's a whole operation of people that most fans never see. Well, those folks, they aren't there right now. You know, they're not working that game. They're not getting paid. I mean, that's tough for them. It's tough for their families. And, you know, that hits the local pocketbooks hard. It hits the state pocketbook, and it hits the whole national economy. So we got to get those things back going. It's a big part of our state and our nation, and we just got to do it. We got to do it smartly and keep people safe, but also make sure that you know, we're not losing what we got in this great country.
Governor, thank you so much. We look forward to having you back on Dukes and Bell soon as we continue to move forward. Really appreciate your time. As listeners of our wonderful radio station want to hear from the man in charge and know, hey, we've got a plan and we're trying to get there.
Hey, thanks, guys. Y'all be safe.
Thank you, Governor.
Thanks, Governor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.